With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Teachers without tech credentials may soon be allowed to teach certain technology courses in Ontario. Starting in September, high school students will have to take a course in technology and the skilled trades to graduate, but the Canadian Press says there's a shortage of teachers, especially for those courses. The province is looking at some options to address that, including allowing principals to appoint a teacher to teach those classes if the teacher agrees. The YMCA of Chatham-Kent is aiming to raise $100,000 this year. That's the goal for the 2024 campaign, which just kicked off before the long weekend. They provided a little over $168,000 in financial assistance last year. The lowest paid workers in federally regulated industries are getting a pay bump. The federal minimum wage went up from $16.65 an hour to $17.30 an hour yesterday. That's a 3.9% increase. The increase will affect about 30,000 Canadians who work in industries like communications, transportation, and postal services. And Donald Trump stopped New York State from seizing his assets by posting a $175 million bond in his civil fraud case. He was ordered to pay $454 million, but the Associated Press says a panel of judges agreed to slash that last month. He'll still have to pay the original amount if the judgment is upheld. Auston Matthews scored two more goals last night as the Leafs hung on to beat Florida 6-4. Toronto was up 5-1 at one point in that game. The Red Wings snapped a four-game winless streak with a 4-2 win over Tampa Bay. A rough loss for the Blue Jays. They fell 10-0 in Houston. The Detroit Tigers shut out the New York Mets 5-0 in 10 innings to improve to 4-0 on the season. And in the NBA, the Pistons lost a close one to Memphis 110-108. Periods of rain with the risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 7 Celsius. Periods of rain tonight, the risk of a thunderstorm, the temperature rising to 12 by tomorrow morning. And tomorrow cloudy, a chance of showers, the temperature falling to 5 in the morning. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.